Welcome to EncLive On Air. I'm your host today, Caroline Seymour. EncLive On Air is a podcast from EncLive, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, EncLive covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by Pierian DX, we had the pleasure of speaking with Lucio N. Gordon, MD, to discuss Florida cancer specialists' move toward the full integration of in-house genomic testing. Streamlined processes afforded by in-house genomic testing have the potential to provide clinical, collaborative, and financial benefits, according to Gordon, president and managing physician of Florida Cancer Specialists and Research Institute, which recently expanded their in-house next-generation sequencing capabilities. In our exclusive interview, Gordon, also of FCS Gainesville Cancer Center, discussed the advantages of in-house genomic testing, the transition from external to internal sequencing, and the anticipated effects of the move. Thank you so much, Dr. Gordon, for taking the opportunity to speak with me today to discuss the benefits of in-house genomic testing. Your institution recently switched over to in-house testing. What has that transition been like, and what were the steps that were taken to do so?
Yeah, thank you, Caroline. We have worked really hard in transitioning to in-house next-generation sequencing testing because I think we can definitely improve the efficiencies of testing, meaning capture patients that need to be tested and avoid missing opportunities. I think sometimes there may be opportunities that get missed and patients don't get appropriate testing at the right time. So I think this will make the flow better. As you may know, we have a very large phase one and phase two clinical research enterprise. And for us to have the genetic testing available from a somatic standpoint on the tumor is critically important so that we can put the patients in the right clinical trials. And also, as you know, the evolution of clinical oncology has been so fast lately with all the targeted therapies. Having a way of getting to centralize NGS, I think, will be of critical benefit for improved outcomes for our patients.
Every institution practice is not the same, but speaking maybe more so on a general basis, what steps can be taken or should be taken to make this transition successfully?
So we are planning to activate our molecular laboratory unit about 4 weeks from now. So we'll see how well we actually do. But I'm optimistic that we'll do well. This is a process that has taken more than a year, as you can imagine, 18 months. And as far as analyzing potential partners in the industry, as far as acquisition of the next generation sequencing machines and probes and protocols and procedures, and we also have to. So that in itself, it takes quite a while, as there are several vendors. And also the different vendors in terms of solutions from interpretation of the results standpoint, all the analysis of the results that happen in the background is done through another vendor or third party. So we have to make sure we're able to get the tissue to us and extract the DNA, RNA, and run through the test and go through all the validation procedures, which are very laborious and extensive, and then transfer the data to our vendor that helps us analyze the results and get it back to us in a format that the physicians in the front lines can actually interpret, read, and discuss with the patient. So I'm summarizing 45 seconds what takes 18 months to do. But it's exciting, it's fun, and of course we'll see how well we have done in the next 3 months or so. There's also the angle as far as working with payers and insurances, et cetera, to make sure that they understand what we're trying to do. And then education of our providers is an ongoing process. So we are actually moving toward that immediately, and so we can launch on time in about 4 weeks.
So focusing in on pathologists and oncologists, what is sort of that historical relationship been, and what are the opportunities for collaboration there?
We have our own pathologists in-house, which has been tremendously helpful. I can't overemphasize how helpful and excellent, outstanding for patient care is the fact of having our pathology team in-house. You know, they're able to look at the medical records and analyze case by case and follows with clinical questions. So it's not that they're just getting a specimen. They have the whole history of the patient at their fingertips, and having a dedicated oncologist that can call them back and forth. It's very helpful. So as we develop our own internal processes for pathology, as we add molecular laboratories, we will take this to the next degree of the relationship. So again, it's a process. We have had pathology for probably 8-10 years at FCS, and that's, so it doesn't happen overnight.
Now, you kind of alluded to this. My next question was going to be, how does having in-house testing affect the resultant data collection and, patient care? And it seems like it's helping to maybe get rid of some of those gaps where maybe things might be lost, or, follow-up or things of that nature. It'll help, with that.
We are trying and very hopeful that we'll be able to avoid test delays or missing reports, getting the PDFs scanned into the system because some companies don't have integration with the electronic medical record. So that will be extraordinarily helpful to expedite the results of the test to us so we can convey to the patients and getting patients in the right therapy and or clinical trial. So this will be very helpful. From a data standpoint, I think it will be easier for us to centralize all the results and potentially find patients who may be candidate for a specific drug in the future, as we have a good catalog of results from a molecular standpoint, matching with demographics and clinical features or specifics of that patient. So exciting times, Caroline. I think we will be able to do a better job in matching the right patient to the right treatment and in a faster turnaround time.
What is the effect of in-house testing on attracting and recruiting patients?
In-house testing should expedite the testing time or the turnaround time. So that is very important because first, it can be a medical urgency or emergency that we have to start the right drug for the right patient. Second, there's the component of significant anxiety as we're waiting for a test that got sent somewhere else and we can't get the results. We don't have good visibility as to when the results will be back. So as we control the process, we're able to get that information to the patient in a very clear-cut format and enhance patient care. So hopefully, as we launch this in the next few weeks and we obviously perfect the system, we'll be able to attract more patients to come to our centers because, again, they will understand that we have an integrated approach to manage their diagnosis of cancer.
And how would you say that institutional leadership can help increase genomic literacy for an institution?
And we need to increase literacy. It is a challenge just because the volume of new information is so large, right? There's so many hundreds of papers published every week in the subject. So once we launch the platform here, we'll also deploy some strategies of educating all the providers in molecular biology and cancer care. We already have molecular tumor boards that are done virtually, and that we have other types of virtual tumor boards that we'll try to match up with the molecular results. And we also have internally, whenever there's a new product that becomes available for treatment, we educate the physicians on the molecular pathways related to that approval and how that can be important for patient care and potential side effects and complications, et cetera. So we try to be very proactive. And this will undoubtedly equal success in terms of patient's outcome. I think that's all it's about, right? Make sure that the patients get the best treatment at all times. And that takes more than a village. It takes education. It takes a good laboratory, a good information system, security, and revenue cycle is very complex.
Now, you mentioned how, the turnaround time for in-house testing is faster than it would be otherwise. What sort of time advantage are we looking at?
For tissue, usually the turnaround time is 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes 2 to 4 weeks with external vendors. It all depends on where the tissue is, right? But even at the time the tissue gets to the laboratory, it's anywhere from 10 to 20 days. We hope to get a turnaround time of 7 business days by the time we get a tissue TOPS. So that should facilitate the conversion of the molecular results to clinical action.
That extra week, that would be a significant impact on starting a patient on treatment.
It's a huge difference. If you look at, well, this another week really make a difference. Absolutely makes a huge difference, not only from a physical clinical standpoint, but from a psychological point of view as well.
Sure. In terms of the financials, what sort of financial benefits does in-house testing offer?
We think the financial benefits will be positive. We're obviously working with different payers and working with an excellent quality of a product to go out and to compete with the best laboratories in the world. So I think if we focus on quality, good turnaround time, good reporting, we'll be able to be financially successful as well. And I hope next year you invite me back here to tell the whole story. But it should work itself out.
I was just going to extend an invitation for next year, so consider it done.
Thank you so much.
Was there anything else that you wanted to emphasize?
I always emphasize the teamwork that it takes to set up the infrastructure of such laboratory. So molecular pathology, regular pathologies, revenue cycle, the laboratory personnel, operations, physicians, information technology, security, procurement. It's cliche, but it does take a huge amount of people to make it happen, and I'm extremely proud of what we have in-house.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air, sponsored by Purion DX. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and OncLive SOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.